Right now we are joined by Assistant School Superintendent David Pritt. Good morning, David. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you having me. It's always great to be here and talk about the great things happening in the district.
The school year is just about over. We can't believe it. I don't know what you think about that.
I don't know a person who can. It seems like we are just starting and we're suddenly turning around and there's 20 days left with kids and getting ready for summer and summer projects and, you know, starting that planning for next school year. So
it always seemed to me that as a parent, this was a very busy time for all the kids. End of year concerts, end of year plays, graduation parties would start. Is that the case here in North Ridgeville?
It is. So you've got all of those things, and you add on top of that all the extracurriculars kids are involved in, baseball season, softball season, those things starting up, and it's a blur. Once you hit that first mid-April, 1st of May, it's just a race to the finish line. So
might be a little too early to reflect, but when you look back on this last school year, sort of post-pandemic, kind of back to normal, how do you look at the year?
Just that way. I really feel like everybody thought last year would be a normal school year, and it just wasn't. There were still masks. There were still kids missing, you know, large amounts of time. I really feel like this year is the first year that we are back to what we knew prior to the pandemic happening. So, you know, it's exciting. It was great to have kids back. It was great to see faces again. You know, it was great to have that normal year, to see large crowds at sporting events, to see packed houses for concerts. You know, I think this will be remembered as a year that things got back to normal. And that gives them the opportunity to earn college credit while they're still taking high school courses.
Again, when you look back at this past year, I remember going back, let's go back to last August, and I talked with Superintendent Roxanne Ramsey-Casario at the North Ridgeville Corn Festival. And we were just talking about getting ready for the coming school year. And that's when she told me about trailers being set up by the high school for students. Yeah. And I thought, really? Trailers? But you've got an issue on the ballot now that addresses that and perhaps more, I'm sure. So let's talk a little bit about that. What is that issue? How would that money be spent?
Sure. So the issue is Issue 5, and what Issue 5 is looking to do is to replace our high school, because as you said, our high school is extremely overcrowded. Last summer, we did add 8 mobile units, we call them, 8 trailers, for lack of a better term, and a couple of restroom trailers at a cost of about $1 million. So it was not an inexpensive fix. And the challenge with those trailers is it still doesn't alleviate our high school space problem. So our high school was built for about 900 students. We currently have about 1,400 students in that building. And the problem is not unique to our high school. So our elementary school, Liberty Elementary, is overpopulation by over 100 students. So what we're looking to do is hopefully get that community support past Issue 5 to where we can build a new high school, build a new elementary school, and provide for the space, the success, and the safety of our kids.
Where would these schools be built? In that the high school in particular takes up a lot of property.
It does, but actually the high school will actually remain on its current campus. So it will sit out in front of the current high school where Wilcox Elementary had been, for people that were familiar with the old Wilcox Elementary. And what's really nice about that is that allows us to build and keep the students in the existing building while that takes place. So a lot of schools, when they have to build, they don't have the luxury of being able to do that, which then runs into additional costs for trailers, modular units, and things like that. So we can actually put the high school out in front while keeping our kids in place. And then the new elementary would go on the existing site of Liberty Elementary. So Liberty is on Jaycox. We own quite a bit of land just to the north of there. So we can stay right on school grounds for both of these builds, build the buildings, move the students, and then take down the existing buildings themselves.
And I'm assuming you're looking long-term on this in the sense that more and more people are moving into the city. It's one of the hotspots in the entire state.
It really is. It's one of the top 2 or 3 fastest-growing communities in the state. So we are looking long-term. So we know that our academic center, our 338 building, which is built 6 years ago, has plenty of space. But we have taken the projections that the state have given us. We've done some independent projections as well and are projecting, you know, out closer to those independent numbers. You know, what we found with the academic center was that the state had given us a number. We felt like we were going to be bigger, and in fact, we are bigger. So we built bigger for that reason, and we're looking to do the same with our elementaries and our high school. So we add anywhere between 100 and 200 students every summer. And when you think about that, that's the equivalent of adding 4 to 6 classrooms every single year. So it's certainly an issue. It's a great problem to have because people don't move to communities that don't have great schools.
One final question. As assistant superintendent, do you have a typical day? Does it change a lot? How would you describe it?
No, there is no typical day as the assistant superintendent. So I like to say it's other duties as assigned. It is great to come in with a calendar. I've got a calendar for today, but we really work to make sure that we're supporting students and families and teachers, most importantly. So we are really on call to service those things and try to work into other things around whatever might be happening. So,
David Pritt, the assistant superintendent in North Ridgeville, thank you so much for coming in, joining us this morning.
Appreciate you having us.